Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 347. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you. Sorry, I just realised I pushed my microphone away and now it's coming close.
There's a rule in radio and I suppose podcasting as well. If you're starting a podcast, maybe you should know this. Or if you've got a guest in, tell them, move the microphone to you, not you to the microphone, because otherwise you're going to be sitting in a really weird way or be off mic for the whole entire time. Yeah.
Well, this was 100% my fault because usually I don't move this microphone. It stays in the perfect spot for me. I sat down
and I moved it so I could reach the back of the nerds.
And I didn't move it back. Yeah, fair. I just started eating them.
She's got priorities. Sorry. And that's
and then you started and I'm like, oh, it's a long way away.
Microphone is nowhere near where I need it to be.
But the nerds are close.
And the other rule is don't touch the microphone whilst it's recording. No. But you did it quite well. Yeah, but don't kind of go.
Oh, no, you never touch that bit.
No, don't. It's the rules. We have got a bit of a Disney-themed episode this week because last week, end of last week, they had their it's not an expo, it's like D23, where they just announced a whole heap of stuff. And, of course, Disney owns Marvel and Star Wars and their own Disney stuff, that a lot of news comes out of it. And I was kind of looking around. I'm like, no, that's still – they're still the stories that I think are most interesting. Yeah. So we're gonna stick with that. Having said that, though, our watching suggestions, well, at least mine, is not Disney-related. Is yours?
No, mine's not.
Okay. So we'll be talking about some other things as well. But if you do like Disney – you probably already know this stuff, but if you're like mildly interested, well, hang around, continue what you're doing and continue listening because we're about to get into the
news. In a world that time forgot, we are the Watchers.
Okay. Want to know what the news is about?
I really do.
Ha ha. Okay, I'm going to go with this one first.
Ha ha, there is none.
Ha ha, that's a surprise. Ha ha. Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
The original one was with Jodie Foster and the lady. I don't know what her name is. I don't know for anything.
She wasn't famous.
She wasn't Prunella Scales or whatever her name was.
Do you
Sybil.
Want me to look it up? Oh, Sybil.
I don't think she was.
Would you like me to look it
up? Yes, please. And then there was another Freaky Friday, which had a couple of other people in it. Names by then, definitely Lindsay Lohan was known.
Barbara Harris.
Okay, that's not her. What was she in? What else was she in? And Jamie Lee Curtis. And they play the mother and daughter whose bodies swap. They swap bodies and wake up and then suddenly they're in each other's bodies. And it was so successful that they were like, let's go again. And they've decided to go again. This is a sequel, though, so it's not another remake. So you're going to have Jamie Lee Curtis, Lindsay Lohan back again.
Yes.
And now we know the name of this Freaky Friday sequel. It's called Freakier Friday. I could have told you.
I could have guessed that
in a second, but anyway.
Is there a third? Like, is there a daughter? So there's the granddaughter?
Like Freakiest Fridays. No, they'll wait for the third movie, right? If you're going to introduce the third person.
Yeah.
Have it.
Oh, this is only the second. No, that's when they introduce the pets.
Oh, yeah. Look who's talking now.
Yeah. Barbara Harris was in Peggy Sue Got Married.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that movie. Wasn't that?
Days of Our Lives.
Oh, okay.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Peggy. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been where I saw her recently. I watched that movie, I think for the first time ever, on a plane. Earlier this year. But I think Peggy Sue Got Married. That's the one with Kathleen Turner and I think Nicolas Cage, right? That is also a sort of a time traveling one. That's where she wakes up. Kathleen Turner wakes up in her form, like, I don't know, she's like 17 or something. She wakes up 30 years earlier.
So on the verge of a divorce, Peggy Sue faints at her 25th high school reunion and wakes up to find herself back in the 1960s, leading her to try to spot and correct the mistakes that led to the disappointments of an unhappy marriage.
I reckon that'd be worth another watch.
I could not tell you the last time I saw that.
We had it on video.
Did
but
we?
I think we probably taped over it pretty quickly. But yeah, we watched it a few times. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to see. I'm going to see if it's available for streaming. But Lindsay Lohan said not that one, but Freakier Friday is more fun. There's more emotion and it's all for you guys. And she was talking to the audience at the Disney thing. She goes, seriously, the only reason why we're back doing this is because of your love. That's why. And I guess that people really do love that Freaky Friday. It's a movie that certain people of a certain age grew up with and watched over and over and over and over again.
Yes.
And, I mean, Jamie Lee Curtis is still super A-list. And Lindsay Lohan, I think, has this sort of they're not Hallmark, they're Netflix films. Like there's Christmas movies. But she's got that kind of like, Lindsay Lohan's in one of those. I'm going to watch that one.
And she's got that appeal. She's not nostalgic. It's more like we're all really happy.
Oh, she's back.
That she's back.
And I like what she's, she's making cozy movies.
Yeah.
And this will be another one. So I've seen a few photographs and they're obviously older. So Jamie Lee is in her, I guess, late 60s and Lindsay Lohan is in her 40s and they swap bodies. It's the exact same. It's the same premise.
It has to be the same thing.
It's going to be perfect.
You can't shuffle with it too much.
No. People just want what they saw originally with a twist.
They want more.
Yeah, just give me more.
Just want more of the same.
You're so right.
Because if you wanted something different, you'd say do Freakier Friday with two new cast members. But no, people don't want that.
We want it.
We want more of the same.
Yeah. It's comfort watching with a new slant.
Something new to dig your teeth into. And when you are watching the first one, then you watch the second one.
Speaking of that, I saw that Nine Inch Nails, you know, that band from the 90s, is doing the score to the new Tron movie, Tron Airs. Uh-huh. And I thought, you know what? I know that there's been two other Tron movies, one in the 80s and then one, it was 2010, called Tron Legacy. And I thought, I've always been a little bit fascinated in what that movie was about. So I watched it last night. I mean, this is not in the watching suggestions, but Daft Punk do the music for that. Oh. And now Nine Inch Nails are doing the movie music soundtrack for this one. And I thought that almost tells you how different, like the feelings, because music is so important, right, in films, particularly when you're talking soundtrack.
Yes.
This is going to be a different feel, I think.
And Nine Inch Nails, correct me if I'm wrong,
Trent Reznor, but it's like indie rock.
Yeah, they're like not heavier. New upcoming. Oh, they're not releasing new stuff. So they're doing more.
I think they've always kind of been. I don't think. Look, I'm not a Nine Inch Nails aficionado.
Yes,
I don't know if they ever officially broke up, but if they did, I know that they've definitely come back and done stuff together. You know, since then. Trent Reznor, I know, has done a lot of things, particularly for movies and video games. Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, I find it really funny when bands have to officially break up. It's like you can
just
stop for a moment.
Yeah.
And when you want to, because you're a musician and that's what you do, you can pick up those instruments and create whenever you want.
Absolutely. Sorry, I just got a little bit sidetracked. I was having a look at who in like some people who are in this new film. You've got Jeff Bridges back again. So this will be the third time he's in it. Are you sitting down?
Yeah, I am actually.
I know you can. I know I can see. Gillian Anderson's in it.
Of course she is. She does everything.
Gillian Anderson. When I see her name in something, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to watch it.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good and I'm definitely watching it. Yeah. 1982, the original one came out. And it was all about getting caught up in a video game, like you're in the video game world.
Space Demons.
Exactly. I only read that, about 3 years ago?
That's because I found it.
I know. I made a great video.
And I was really annoyed that I found it because I didn't enjoy it the first time. And I was.
Did you read it the second time or you just gave it to me?
I just gave it to you because I didn't want to read it again.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
I felt like I was under duress of my English teacher to read it. I'm like, I don't want to.
Sometimes that's a problem with books.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind reading. Was it called Zed for Zachariah? I wouldn't mind reading that again because I did enjoy it. And now that I think about it, it's very much the genre that I like. Like, are these the only two people left in the world?
Yeah,
why is that?
Fun.
How do they cope?
I had a really good, I want to say year 11 teacher, And she was obviously seeing that people were waning.
Ah, really?
In their interest of reading. Okay. And she just brought in books from what I assumed was her own collection. And she put them in the middle of the room. She was like, choose one. This is what you need to read. Yeah, everyone had to. And it was, I picked a book that I would never have read. I would never have picked it up. And it was incredible. The most emotional book I've ever read that I was crying so much I couldn't see the words. I had to keep stopping and wiping my eyes. And then I would go back to class and I was like, wow. And she's like, yep, it's not on the list for the, you know, the curriculum, but go and write an essay about that one. You're like, I will.
Yeah, right.
I will.
Would you read it again now, or do you think that your reaction and enjoyment to it then was so good that you don't want to tarnish it?
No, I'd read it again because I think I'd get more out of it as an adult.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember reading the first Secret Diary of Adrienne Mole.
Oh, yeah.
This was probably about 10 years ago now. It is.
For the first time.
No. I think I probably read about 3 or 4 times growing up. And it is so funny because now I read it, I'm like, oh, my God, you're so annoying. And all the things that I didn't get until he got it.
Yeah.
Like all about his parents.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, so obvious.
I would love to. I do remember reading it not as a super adult, but probably as an 18, 19-year-old. Yeah, right. And reading it then being like, oh, God.
He's so dumb.
You're so dumb. How do you not know that that's happening?
And the thing is, right, I was in like year 4 or 5 when I first read it. So when he was saying he was an intellectual, I was like, oh, well, he must be because he's saying he is. That means he's really clever. But why are people being so mean to him about it? Mm. But that school excursion, the funniest, you will be laughing out loud, especially now that you are a teacher.
Yeah.
It is so funny. It takes him about 2 hours to leave the school. So funny.
God, he was so annoying.
He was so annoying.
So painful.
And like later on
in
the book.
And his dad was as well.
His dad was.
Actually, Adrienne was worse than his dad. His dad was just
a bit of a loser.
Bit of a loser.
But do you remember Adrienne ended up in a TV show for like cable TV called Awfully Good where he would cook awful?
Awful.
Such a weird turn of events.
Well, the awful is one thing, but Adrienne being
the host
on television,
I know,
a paid television role was bizarre.
Yeah, but then when you think about that show with Barbara, you know, she was the stirrer and then the old guy at home on the ranch.
It was filmed in their garage, though.
I don't know, it was so good. But they shouldn't have been on television, well, him especially.
Yeah.
But it was so good.
I'd love to watch that now.
I think it's on YouTube.
Are they dead?
He is.
Okay.
She's not.
She's still cooking onions.
Cutting up onions. Andor season 2 on Disney has been announced. That was no massive surprise. But the cool thing is Diego Luna, yes, of course, will be back because he is Andor. But Ben Mendelsohn has made an appearance. Now, if you remember in Rogue One, which you won't because the last time you watched it was at the movies, he was the bear boy.
Yeah.
So how is his involvement in this?
Oh.
I mean, obviously he's a bad guy, but does that mean that Andor and bad guy Ben knew each other? Yeah.
Oh.
Interesting.
Dunno.
Season 2. This is the Star Wars series that people who are like, oh, Star Wars is so annoying except for Andor, like. And then the rest of us are like, I'm just watching all of them because I just like Star Wars.
I like the galaxy.
It's just fun. I like a little bit of outer space stuff, which is another reason why I know there'll be people annoyed with this. But there's another Star Wars series that is coming out in December. What is Eddie doing now?
He just jumped up on the side of a freestanding mirror trying to push it over.
Why?
Yeah, exactly. Like this.
Ginger cats, far out. Star Wars Skeleton Crew. This is a live action series for Disney coming out, like I said, in December. Jude Law stars in it. Mm. It looks like he might be some sort of Jedi.
Okay.
Because he's in a cave.
Okay. I can see why that was a definite he looks like a Jedi.
I think it's a Jedi. But the trailer for this gave me Goonies vibes. And I went.
As in fun?
Yeah, as in a little bit scary for a kid.
Yeah.
But like not scary enough that you wouldn't watch it. A lot of adventure, but then in Star Wars world.
What? Don't move the microphone.
Eddie, don't move the microphone.
That is against mic technique 101. Leave your tails alone.
Especially with your tail. Far out. I think this one is going to be a lot of fun, and I really hope that people who call themselves Star Wars fans and then complain about every single thing that's on, that Star Wars comes out, they're like, it's too much Star Wars. Don't watch it. Just watch Andor.
Streaming means you have a choice.
Don't watch it. I hope that they recognize the fact that this is a show for kids, like not like toddlers, but this is a show for people of the age that you were when you first watched The Goonies.
Yeah, it's like
let them have that fun because it looks like it will be fun. Skeleton Crew comes out on the 3rd of December, so that's my Christmas watching. I'm going to watch whatever Lindsay Lohan puts out on Netflix and that'll be brilliant.
Just decorate the TV with some tinsel.
Deck the halls with Skeleton Crew.
And Lindsay will be very proud of you.
I would honestly, you might as well just rewatch the ones she's already done because it's going to be the same storyline. Who cares, right?
I thought you were going to say, honestly, I would watch if Star Wars released a Christmas episode.
They did, didn't they?
What?
Yeah, I think like back in the day, the original Star Wars did. And it's really bad. It's like a variety show.
Well, of course it was because the Bradys did Christmas variety shows back then. Everyone did. It was the thing.
It was exactly that. It was that exact vibe. I'm just trying to find a show that I've been watching so that we can talk about what we've been watching. So whilst I look for it, I do need to remind you about the very important thing that's coming up a little bit later on, which is the quiz. Now, it is Disney related.
Okay.
And I think there'll be some that you'll just have a guess at, which I think is fine.
Is it related to the videos that I've been showing you and saying that we should play the Disney game? You've got no recollection.
I do, but it's not that because I thought that would be too difficult. Okay. Like I watched
I'll
that.
I'll explain to people what it is. So a Disney fanatic sits in front of the television with their back to the TV and a person presses play on any random Disney movie and just from the first couple of seconds of an opening scene or from the Disney bit over the castle, they guess what the Disney movie is.
It looks like so much fun and I was just so incredibly impressed watching it because she was so good that
woman.
I've
seen a few people do it though. I want to do it with Jasper.
Oh, Jasper would be really good. What would you do it on? Disney?
Any of it.
Okay.
He's seen like cartoon Disney stuff.
He has, you're right.
I reckon I could do it on 3 or 4.
What if we get Immy?
Oh, and she would do it. She would know.
And we do voices, like
she's
characters
clever.
From Harry Potter. Like lines, like grab audio from Harry Potter.
Oh, she'd know it straight away. There wouldn't even be a quiz.
And she'd be like, so-and-so. And we're like, hang on a second.
I've just got to Google it and don't know how to pronounce this person's name.
It's now time for some watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Do you know why? Because I found the name.
Okay.
So there's a show on Foxtel and Binge, and it's new. I think it came out in mid-July called Mr. Big Stuff.
Mm.
And it's a comedy, and Glenn lives with his fiance, and they're getting close to getting married. They're saving up as well, like doing a lot of saving. And then Glenn's brother, Lee, shows up, played by Danny Dyer, who you've seen him. In fact, I'm just going to click on his name because I'm pretty sure.
Who's Glenn?
Ryan Sampson.
I think if I saw a picture. Would I have saw a picture? No.
Well, he doesn't really look like this in the – this looks like an old photo.
I don't know who that is.
No. Okay, great. I'm glad I Googled that. Now I'll go back to Danny Dyer because I'm pretty sure he is in what's that? Not Coronation Street, the other one.
EastEnders.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's famous from EastEnders. Yeah. So he was in EastEnders for 10 years from 2013 to 2023. So maybe this is the first thing he's done since then. But he's got that, you know, I've got my Cockney voice. Yeah, like whatever, get out, whatever. And he's a bit of a mess.
Get it on.
And I'll actually read the proper synopsis instead of me sort of doing a half-hearted thing. So the movie's about the two brothers, right? And Glenn works at a carpet shop, like trying to sell carpet. And Lee is kind of, he's a mess, but he's really into dodgy stuff.
Okay.
He knows a lot of dodgy people. Like, I'll fix you up. Like, just put, there'll be a couple of guys there, but they'll have face tattoos. You'll know them face straight away.
Yeah.
Don't see them. Don't, if they approach you, run. Okay.
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 That kind of thing. Eddie thinks he is still about 3 months old, yeah, and he's trying to sit on Steph's shoulder, but he's a one-year-old male cat. He's also licking her fingers and now eating her ring.
He's bum right on my head. I was scared to turn my face. Why don't you just sit on my lap like a normal
now he's
animal?
He's looked up and he's got his mouth open. You know that? Okay, so now he's got his bum on your hair. You did say you needed to wash your hair, so that's okay. Yeah. What was the point of that, bud?
You got really sooky you hadn't seen me. I know, I know.
So funny. Anyway, Mr. Big Stuff is one of those comedies where each episode carries on to the next one and there's an overarching.
I thought you said it was a movie.
No, it's a series. Oh. In each episode, you know, there's one storyline. It's quite fun, but I've had a little bit of a problem that sometimes I'm finding myself on Instagram and I'm stop it. Like, this is actually
fun.
So maybe there are a few lulls that are not forcing me, but like my brain's going, whilst this boring scene's on, mm-hmm, I'm just going to have a look at this person making a dish with noodles or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That thing that will change my life.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, for goodness sake.
I've got a theory.
5 minutes has gone by.
That subtitles stops you from scrolling a little bit more.
Okay.
Because your brain and your eyes
need to read.
Yeah, okay. And the words go off and you wait for the next bit, even though you're listening to it. Test it. See if my theory is right.
I will. I'll test that because I might watch a bit more of this tonight if I can't find Peggy Sue Got Married.
Yeah. I was about to say I found it was there. I wasn't looking at a streaming service.
Looking at that. What have you been watching?
I watched on Netflix A Family Affair. Now, it's the movie that came out, pretty sure it's a Netflix original, with Zac Efron and Nicole Kidman. Have you seen the trailers for it?
Vaguely. Can you remind me what it's about?
Okay, so the third actor in the film is Joey King, who you would know. And has been in The Kissing Booth.
Oh, yeah.
Been in heaps and heaps of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Joey King, whose character's name is Zara. Zara lives at home with her mum and she's sort of at that time where she's got a job, but you can tell she's really wanting to reach for more. She's a personal assistant for an actor, but the actor promised for her that once she sort of learnt the ropes of his needs and career and all of that, he would start sort of giving her reins of his company and working towards a producer role and things like that. So her boss is Zac Efron, who is one of those obnoxious.
I can see him.
Yeah, he does it really well.
Laying in like pretty thick.
And he, you know, his character is insufferable.
Yeah, right.
Sufferable.
I think he's insufferable. I can't suffer through him.
Yeah, okay, insufferable. He doesn't call himself an actor. He calls himself a movie star. Like, aside, like he takes his shirt off. The man looks like a Ken doll. He looks like he's plastic.
Why was he not in Barbie and Ken? Barbie and Ken movie.
Yeah, why wasn't he in the Ken movie? He's so ripped that it fits perfectly with this obnoxious movie star role that you're like,
wow.
Of course he looks like that. Like, of course his arms are enormous. Anyway, he is just difficult and painful and expects that she's, you know, like any personal assistant, she's going to run to any of his whims that he possibly needs. She eventually just gets jack of it and is like, I cannot deal with you anymore. You promised me all of this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And she quits. He then comes sort of groveling back, and as he comes back to her house to grovel, he meets her mum, who's Nicole Kidman.
Ah.
And they sort of kick it off while they're waiting for her to arrive. They get drunk and one thing leads to another. And there is this really funny scene of Zara, the daughter, walking in on them And I have seen behind the scenes clips where she does her own stunts and she is eating grapes. She chokes on it, chokes, tries to walk out, misses the door frame, hits the wall. It's really, really good. And yeah, then it just becomes one of those sort of romantic comedies.
Ah,
of,
okay.
You know, she's like, leave my mother alone. And they're like, we're in love, blah, blah, blah. And it made me realize how difficult and underrated we give romantic comedy actors.
Mm.
Because you can watch it and be like, is it hitting the spot? I don't know. But then these are really good
actors. These are good actors, yeah.
So is it the writing that's not hitting the spot? Yeah. Is it the fact that we're so
used to the chemistry's not there?
Yeah, but then other people have said that their chemistry was so amazing. But I think really what it is we've seen Nicole Kidman lately in some really heavy stuff, which she's good at. She's really, really good at that. This sort of lighter stuff, it was almost like as an audience you had to relax into it and just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a good one. It was a nice watch, easy watch.
Mm-hmm. A good one for, you know, like a Thursday night kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or Friday night. Friday night. Have some takeaway.
Exactly.
And yeah, okay. Oh, well, that, what's it called again?
A Family Affair.
Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. I'm just trying to think if it was maybe 10 years ago, you could have, I keep going back to, not Matthew McConaughey because he would have been a bit older by then, but you're Ashton Kutcher and if she was still alive, you're Brittany Murphy
as the daughter was younger though.
A bit younger, okay.
Yeah, so it was almost
okay.
Almost three generations.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I get you.
Yeah.
Would you like to have fun doing a quiz?
Of course.
This quiz is called How Well Do You Know Disney?
Oh, golly.
Good luck. What was Mr. Disney's first name?
Walt.
Or
Walter?
Yeah.
Never called him Walter before.
It's formal. That would have been on his passport for sure. Who played Walt Disney in Saving Mr. Banks?
Tom Hanks.
Oh, that was such a fast. I thought you'd go, oh. I know it.
I knew straight away. When you said who played, I just was polite and let
unbelievable.
You finish the question.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What was Disney's first feature-length film?
Fantasia. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know.
It's a fairy tale. Funnily enough, I'll give you some clues, right? They announced during the Disney's D23 that they're doing a live-action version of this and Gal Gadot is playing rather evil person.
Snow White?
Yeah, Snow White. Seven Dwarves. So she plays the evil stepmother.
Yeah, okay.
Looks like a bit of fun.
I like that I have to jump in really fast with the answer, like I'm beating someone else.
You're
I'm
on Sailor's
Entry. I'm the only person in the room.
How many years was the Mickey Mouse Club TV show for? I'll give you a clue. Probably worth just ballparking decades. How many decades was the Mickey Mouse Club a TV show for?
I don't know. When did it start, Leah?
When do you reckon? So think about TV. When would TV have come around and Disney, I'm assuming, threw this TV show on pretty early?
It's for entertainment of kids. Is it the 60s? No, 70s?
1955
50s?
Until
1999.
Oh, you're close. 1996.
Oh.
Yeah. And now there's a social media page. Like they've got social media presence, the Mickey Mouse Club now. When did Disney buy Star Wars? What year?
2010.
Oh, you were so close. 12.
Oh.
For $4.05 billion.
Peanuts.
Well, yeah. When you think about Microsoft bought Activision, so they're the people that make Call of Duty last year or something for like $70 billion.
Inflation.
Insane.
Insane.
Insane. Where was the first Disney park? Where's the first one? Where's the original?
Anaheim?
Yeah, Anaheim. 1955. So that's the same year that Mickey Mouse Club
started.
You were all right. Well,
oh my gosh, that's so good.
So good, right?
Yeah.
How many times have you been to a Disneyland?
Zero.
Yeah. I went once when I was 22 and I remember thinking, gosh, this would be great if I was 10.
Yeah.
Now, I understand I just went to Disney World, Land. I went to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Where you're either going to love it if you're a kid, you have kids.
Yeah.
Or you are a massive Disney fan, right?
Okay.
But I think Disney World is the place you go to if you're like, I don't mind some Disney stuff.
Okay.
And there are good rides. If
May
you like
I ask
rides.
You a question?
Yes.
Because I follow a couple of people just, I don't know why, you know, the things they show you on social media and you're like.
Yeah, I'll give that a like.
Give it a little like for a week or two. This girl, she goes to Disneyland. World, I don't know which one, all the time. She has lots of different ears, you know, the headbands. I think that's why I watch her, just to see which one she's going to wear. And I think she would go at least twice a week. And I think, what do
Maybe
you do
she
there?
Works there?
No, she doesn't. She's an influencer. But what do you do there? Are there just rides? Like I'm
there
not
are rides.
I'm not a ride theme park kind
yeah.
of person.
See, that's the thing, right?
So I'm not going to like it.
I think you'll go and you'll be like, that was a bit of fun. I've now gone to a Disney park.
So, like, if I wanted to go see the Frozen section.
Yeah, like if you want to go see Star Wars.
It's a Star Wars ride.
Yeah, but it's like, it's got, I think, it's got an area.
Okay.
And there are rides within that, but they're not rides. I think they're experiences. So mm-hmm. you walk into an area and they're like, quick, sit down in the Millennium Falcon. You need to save us from the
okay.
Empire. Daggy, who's been on the podcast,
yeah.
she lives near Disney World in yeah. Florida and she has a yearly pass so she can just go anytime.
I think that's what people do.
So what they do is they'll just go for a couple of hours and yeah. get lunch there, maybe go on a ride and then go home.
Yeah, okay. It's a bit like the zoo for
It's
us.
Like Zoo Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing that this girl I follow goes to is – I think she calls it the design studio, but right. you go in and they give you paper and pencil and they teach you how to draw.
That's cool.
And each
That's really
hour,
cool.
half hour, I don't know, hour, there's a different character.
Cool. I
so
like that.
She will walk in and be like, I'm going to go look at the design studio. She's like, awesome, they're doing Boo
Moana.
From, yeah, Monsters, Inc. Now, I haven't done that one yet.
That would be something that a regular would do. Like that's yeah. what you would do, right?
Yeah.
Instead of I've gone on the
I've done that
roller coaster for
12 times,
I've done
yeah.
Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
I can literally do all the jokes with the
Yeah. Person.
Yeah.
Okay.
But congratulations.
Thank you.
That was great. And now you get to go and are you gonna have dinner?
Maybe a cup of tea and a piece of toast.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, see what
That sounds
See,
really nice. Yeah, okay. Look, on that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Why, thank you, and may the force be with you.